Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Pretty good. It's like 80 degrees here, which is not ideal for the end of October.
It's 45 here, so don't send it our way. Thank you. We have just gotten through a period of like high 70s and 80s, and I'm like, I need that to be gone. And now it looks like this week we're smooth sailing into like 50s and 60s. And
Nice.
today I woke up and it was 45 degrees, and I walked to the store in like a layers, and I was just very pleased. And this is what I need in my life. I'm going to a pumpkin patch tomorrow, and I'm like, I'm so glad that it is fucking cold outside finally, so I can wear my fall attire. My AC is on its like final legs. Like, there's been this whole drama with my AC since I bought this place, and I just need to be able to just leave my windows open and survive.
Wow. You're having a time.
Sorry. Sorry for the rant. You have triggered me. Keep it over in Baltimore with your crabs and your Old Bay and your potato candy.
And the zebras, one of the zebras died.
Oh, the one that escaped.
They're still on the loose, the
They're
rest
still
of them, but
on
yeah, they're genuinely concerned that there is now a breeding population of zebras just on the loose in PG County.
the loose.
Like
That's
they're worried
amazing.
these things are gonna like take over down there, and I think it's the best.
I am obsessed with that. Like, very much for there to just be zebras that just be they become an invasive species in the United States because
Oh
of
yeah.
Baltimore.
It would be great. And like on top of the zebras, the other wacky thing going on right now is they just redid all the street lights around like in the city and the county and stuff. And they're LEDs, which is fine because most of them are just like, like a warm, just regular light. Except there is a defect in some of them, and they turned the light purple for some reason. And the power company has asked for citizen help to report these lights so they can replace them. And everybody likes the purple lights and no one's telling them where they are.
Good. That's the correct energy.
It's really funny. They're just like on the news every night, just like begging people to,
Please, just
tell
tell
us where
us.
these lights are.
No,
But
absolutely not.
we like them.
They're cool. It fits the spooky vibes. Maybe you can change them at Christmas.
Exactly. Well, Ian and I know where one is, and we're just like, no, we're
Also,
not gonna
just like a weird unrelated side note,
know.
the people that live across the hall from me, I feel like their apartment is some sort of weird clown car. There is an indiscernible number of people that come in and out of that apartment, and I know at least one of them has a band or does vocal lessons or something like that, but like every time I walk out and somebody comes out of that apartment, they are a different person than the last person that I saw that lives there.
Maybe you just
And
live across the hall from like shapeshifters.
well, so here's the thing, is like, okay, when I was like cleaning, I was like doing a deep clean of my apartment, and like it was like the first one that I had done. I'm like trying to make sure that I do it like once a month, because now that I own this place, I care about it.
Yeah.
And like there was this one lady sitting out on the step porch, and I or like our back stairs or
Yeah.
whatever. And she was like talking to me, and she sounded like she was just one of those wanderlust individuals who just travels around and doesn't really have a home of any
Yeah.
kind and just crashes on people's couches. Totally fine. Like, props to her for being able to do that. I could never. But I feel like that's kind of the scenario, is that he just takes in a lot of people who are just crash on his couch, and he's an
Right.
artsy person, and like he has all of these like,
Yeah.
wanderlust individuals that when they're in the area, there's a place to crash. Totally fine, whatever. The funny part about it is that this guy has like long curly like Kenny G hair, and is we're on our quarter or like yearly or quarterly or whatever it is owners meeting where we all like get together and discuss things about the building. He got stoned and was like playing with his camera. And so we just see him in the corner. And I was over at my neighbor's house because I'll tell you the neighbor story later because I like found out by random that I'm friends with somebody who already lives here. So we were, I was over at her house and we ordered pizza and like hung out for the owner's meeting. And they're just watching him. So then we're laughing. And then her neighbor is the president of the Homeowners Association. So he's like knows her really well. So he's messaging us on the side and it was like a direct message in Zoom being like, you guys look like you're having a lot of fun. We're like, we are, and we're sober. And he looks at the camera, reads our message, and just goes, wow. But we were all laughing because this guy is like sitting here and he's like holding the camera up so you can see the top of his head. And then he's like moving it to the side so you can only see like one profile. And this guy's like me 40 man. Like he's definitely older than I am. And like
That's funny.
it was just very funny. So anyway, so today I was coming up the stairs with my groceries, and there was somebody was coming into the apartment that was a friend of theirs or one of their many transient friends that hangs out. And the guy who opened the door is a guy I've never seen before, and he was like, "Hey, what's up?" And I'm like, "Okay, hi. Who are you?" So anyway, clown car next door,
That
which
sounds
feels
fun.
right. Feels right for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're at, it's that again.
Already, I can't believe
Already
it.
starting week, we have the first of our Christmas movies. So we're
So
gonna do
early.
a little rundown of what we're expecting.
This earlier than last year.
It feels earlier than last year, but I could be wrong. Like I could go back and look at the dates of when we posted our
I feel
podcast
like
and
it's
like
at least a week earlier last year or this year than last year, but I don't know.
yeah, no, I feel like it is because
I don't know.
because they
It
have
probably isn't, and I'm just, you know.
no, it was they started I think they have it's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday movie the first couple of days, which is weird. They've added Friday, so I think that's why it feels weird this year is that they're doing three movies a weekend. So they're usually just do Saturday and Sunday. Fuck, we're
Wait,
gonna have three movies.
is it 3 movies a weekend the whole time?
No, just the first couple.
Oh, thank God.
Like, I was like, damn, we're gonna have a long. Oh no, it's not. They're having three movies a weekend every year. Oh no, this is so
God.
much. Do you know how much energy it takes to watch one of these movies? Like, they're just. Oh no, I think we're gonna have the worst year this year.
Gonna have to make
Yeah.
time for up to watch a Friday, Saturday, and Fridays. I mean, I watched Doom Patrol with my friends on Friday. That's like the opposite of this.
Right? It really is the opposite of this. I dislike it. I'm still flabbergasted by that Titans thing. I just cannot. I'm like, I don't. There was a good period of time where I was sitting alone in my apartment watching it, going, this is. Somebody's recording me. This is fake. Like, this is a fake. No, this is. Oh, that they did it. Okay. A cloud of bats carried Dick's dead body to the Lazarus pit.
They're going the penguin was raised by penguins route.
Right. It also unlocked Beast Boy's ability to turn into a bat now. So good for him. Growth, I guess.
Character development.
Which was also incredibly distressing at the same time, because you've got poor Raven sitting here being like, Dick's dead, and like that's the only adult she's ever had any real bond with besides the mother that they killed in season one. And then this person who actually like took care of her and was kind to her is now dead in the street, and she can't do anything for him. And then all of a sudden, like, Gar turns into a bat, but it looks incredibly uncomfortable and like super body horror. So I was just like, fuck, why is all of this? This is so much. This is the episode before the season finale. So I'm like, this is so much happening all at one time. It's like you ran the plot too long. It feels like the last two episodes, they're trying to squeeze in all the shit that they wasted time on, being like, here's five episodes of backstory on Barbara being a thief for some reason. So apparently Barbara is like half Barbara Gordon, half Catwoman.
You know, as you
Because they
do.
couldn't just have a Catwoman. I also, the weirdest thing about it is that Bruce just like fucked off. Like Jason died and then he just went fuck this and left.
I mean, that sounds on point.
Off and said, here, you can do whatever you want with this stupid house. I'm out. I was like, all right, that feels different. Oh, he killed the Joker too.
Oh, okay.
And then he fucked off. So he I guess that's all he needed to do was kill the Joker and then he could just move on with his life.
I mean, I've been
So,
saying that for years about
right?
Batman,
Just
but
kill the
you
Joker, Batman, and then you can just move on with your life. Yes, well, it won't make you any better than him, but it'll feel really good. Feel like it's the one time murder will feel really justified.
I feel like it still makes him slightly better.
Right, you didn't mass murder. You don't just like you didn't kill a child. He kills children, like for fun. Anyway, this isn't a Batman podcast. This is a Hallmark podcast. So we can start our How We Fix Batman podcast next year.
Yeah, we need to have a dumb shit DC does
That's the title of it, Dumb Shit DC Does. We can just be like, Why Is Titans podcast?
That's how we cope with the insane amount of movies we have to watch.
All right. This is the funniest part of this whole thing is that this year they seem to be incredibly unprepared for their 27 new movies.
Fucking
That's way more than there were last year. There were only 23 last year.
no, it's so many.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's 31 new movies.
On just the regular Hallmark Channel?
Yeah, just the regular Hallmark
No,
Channel. This is just Countdown to Christmas. This is not
that's
including Miracles on
too
Christmas.
many. Oh my God.
There are 31 new movies.
That's literally the entire month of December's worth of movies. What the
Don't
hell?
you just play one a day through December?
No, don't tell them that.
Well, but that's easier than you're right. That would be worse on us, wouldn't it?
Good God, I can't watch seven of those a week.
Well, but we
I
can
mean,
watch.
I do. I absolutely do, but
Say, don't act like you don't have a Hallmark Channel on in the background, repeating the same five movies for the last 15 years, all in December. The minute the Christmas movies start, there is no other channel on the TV at my parents' house. Like this is your life now. Once it's
That's.
Hallmark Christmas season, this is your life now.
I love Hallmark season because that means nobody is watching the news.
Right? Right?
I don't have to hear any Fox News or any other news like the entire month. It's great.
Yeah. We're free.
Yeah, it's
No
great.
one's talking about COVID.
Oh my God, yes. Is
Nobody
that
is talking about masks.
gay Superman?
Superman. Superman loves Lewis. I just love every single person's response to that being like, so you just proved the point that Superman can be gay since you just said he loves Lois Lane. Somebody call Lois and let her know. Breaking up. leaving you for a guy whose name is similar.
Yeah.
Might be French. It could be Louis.
That for some reason is funnier. You know, it's
it's Superman and Louis Lane. I just love that idea. It's the Superman and Rice crossover.
Oh God.
All right, anyway, so down to Christmas. We're apparently doing 31 fucking movies this year. That feels like the most ever. So that no is wonder the they're most super ever. Behind. I feel like last year there were only like 23.
Yeah, because there were only two a week and they started a week later.
No, I think they started the same time. They ended a week early because last year was the year that they didn't have a When Calls the Heart movie. And normally that's the one that they show Christmas Day. And so they were short a movie. So I guess this year to compensate, they're like, I know, let's add like five more.
And how are they going to really those six plots for 31 movies?
What?
How are they going to stretch the like six plots they do for like 31 movies?
No idea. Well, let's find out, shall we? Let's start with the rundown.
Well, considering so they better have like a whole bunch of royal ones.
Well, so here's the funny thing about this year's lineup. We have about 10 of them. Oh, I'm sorry. We only have 9, 10. We only have 10 of them that actually have a name.
And oh no. They're still writing them. So they're going to be really
part of me. So my mom told me that there's actually like the head of Hallmark reads every single movie script before they're made and approves it.
Good Lord.
So, and I think his name is like Herb or something like that. So my mom was like, I was telling her that not like majority of them still don't like have names or plots. And she was probably because Herb's still reading them. And I'm like, cool. So they haven't even been filmed yet. Like I thought they filmed them all in the summer in Canada.
Yeah. How are they going to, now they're going to have to deal with, you know, that strike.
Well, right. Well, that's weird. Yeah. Well, are they not done and they're going to be affected by the strike now and there's going to be no movies after the 9 that are there? Also, like, maybe they were actually affected this year by lockdowns because Canada stayed in lockdown a little bit longer than we did.
Should be, but, you know.
I mean, yeah. We have mask mandates again, at least, so.
Oh,
like a statewide mandate. Yeah. Like, I'm not playing with you fuckers anymore. Everybody, no, if you're not going to get fucking vaccinated, everybody's got to wear masks again, whether you're vaccinated or not, so.
Ugh.
Good job.
Yeah, sure, so we only have 10 plots so far? Out of 31?
Yep, so there's only 10 so far.
That's not a lot.
Nope. So we'll start with the first one that airs Friday, October 22nd.
Oh my God. That's such a ridiculous sentence.
I know.
I can't wait to see what stellar content they're putting on the Friday, like 2 months before Christmas.
Well, it's called You, Me, and Christmas Trees.
That doesn't and I can even tell rhyme.
From the I know and you can tell from the picture that it's some generic Hallmark man, but Danica McKellar as well. So Danica's starting us off this year.
Oh wait, is she the one that doesn't close her mouth?
I don't know,
might be wrong about that.
Maybe I don't know. She's Winnie Cooper and Miss Martian. Ooh, Young Justice is coming back soon. Anyway,
yes.
It's not a CC podcast. We just need to start that. Give up on this Christmas shit. You, Me, and Christmas Trees is Olivia is Connecticut's resident expert on evergreens.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she could prove that. I feel like a lot of people up there know that.
So we have an unsustainable Christmas job. just days before the holiday, agrees to help Jack, a fourth generation Christmas tree farmer in Avon.
That's the whole thing.
A mysterious illness has befallen the firs, causing them to die out and threatening the family's 100-year. As Ooh. Olivia tries to get to the root of the problem and extends her stay in town, she and Jack spend more time together and feelings begin to develop. You don't need to give us that last part, Hallmark. We know. That's there's the plot nothing, of every movie.
There's Someone nothing more romantic. There's nothing more romantic than dying trees. I'm just...
There's nothing more romantic than the end of times. I don't think it's a mysterious illness. I think it's global warming.
Maybe. I hope that the resolution of that movie is they just had to believe harder.
The trees are Tinkerbell. Clap your hands if you believe in trees.
I hope it's one of those ones where, like, the trees are dying off, but at the end they have, like, a It's a Wonderful Life moment, and the whole town just, like, gives them money for no reason.
Right.
They bring them seeds.
Anyway. I hope it's an episode of House, but about trees.
Yes. She's gonna develop some sort of sickness-proof pine tree for the longevity of his family business.
I don't think she's a scientist. She's just an expert.
Listen, you could be
she's
both.
She's just an expert on trees. I feel like they would say she's a scientist. They'd and be you know like, what? Lady That's scientist.
Fair. Lady scientist.
Ladies can do science too. So then... on the 23rd, boyfriends of Christmas past.
Oh no! I read the synopsis of that one.
Leading up to Christmas, marketing executive Lauren, lady job, is visited by ghosts of her four ex-boyfriends. Wait, are they all dead?
Right, that's what I want to know. Did she kill them? I hope she did.
Black Widow?
They all died of misadventure, okay?
She must learn to open her heart or risk losing her best friend, Nate.
Well, I feel
this
like
one, it looks Nate... good, at least. All of the people in the picture appear to be people of color.
Huh. So Nate should absolutely run, though, because like clearly she has a problem. Someone is poisoning right. her ex-boyfriend.
Someone's murdering her exes. Maybe it's Nate.
They
Maybe
need to
Nate
get...
is a murderer.
Yeah. No, they need to get some terrible detective from murder movies and mysteries to solve this crime.
Candace Cameron, where are you? Aurora Tea Garden, let's go.
Isn't what's
gotten sucked into those Aurora Tea Garden movies?
No,
and it upsets me.
Is it Jesse Metcalf also a detective on that channel?
Yeah, yep. He does like weird ones on like in like a fishing town in Nantucket or something.
Yeah,
it's,
okay.
Some weird It's some weird like Hamptons region where it's just like rich people and. Waterfront property. I haven't seen them. I've only seen the previews for them or like the
yeah,
trailers for them. So the only thing I've ever in like pictures, and so I only ever glean like it's Jesse Metcalf and like water property, like a spooky Hamptons.
Okay, fair enough. So this girl who's murdering her boyfriends and getting advice from her.
It says that she risks losing her best friend, Nate. I think Nate's one of the boyfriends.
Yeah, I mean, that makes
Nate's
sense.
Nate's in love with her and killing her boyfriends. Sinister. That's a sinister movie.
Yeah.
That's good for, like, pre-Halloween, though. That you've got a murder friend. I mean, I know he's not going to be a murder friend, but that is the narrative I'm running with, and you cannot convince me otherwise.
Yeah, he's a murder friend, but does he have an unsustainable Christmas job? That's the real catch.
We'll see. Probably marketing. Because honestly, that's really a sustainable job during All right. And so on Sunday, we have the Santa Stakeout with one of the Maoris, but they're twins, so I can't tell them apart, and the name isn't listed. So it's Tia or Tamara. I'm not sure. When a rookie police detective, Tanya, oh good, we're going with the police, eh? Is
Oh
paired
no.
with gruff detective Ryan. He looks gruff to me. He doesn't. He looks like a guy named Ryan. On a neighborhood There's never in my mind where I thought, what should we name the gruff detective? Ryan.
He has to be gruff but approachable. It was Ryan or Keith, and they went with Ryan.
I feel like Keith would have been better because, like, Keith could go either way, right? You're either approachable or you're like a dick. And I mean, I understood you couldn't go like full Harvey Bullock, but like, Ryan
What?
just feels wrong.
Anyway, so what are they staking out?
Own spit. On a neighborhood stakeout. They are mistaken for a married couple and have no choice but to play along. A classic fake married.
Wait, hold on. Is this in a city? Well, like, how do people in this town not know who they are?
Unclear. It doesn't say where they are located, just that they are police people.
Unfortunate, but okay.
Then the following week, starting on fucking Friday the 29th,
Oh.
Christmas in Harmony.
Oh no.
Harmony is tricked into auditioning for a chorus directed by an ex-boyfriend. By Christmas Eve, they could be harmonizing in the key of love.
No.
I hate that description so much.
Wait, is it called, it's called Christmas in Harmony?
Yeah,
Oh, in
that's
Harmony.
how it's.
Okay, in Harmony, like song, not like the place. And I was just like, what?
And also, but also her name is Harmony, so like
That feels
that
not
sounds
good.
sexual. That's a little risque, Hallmark. Christmas in Harmony, you know what I mean? Damn. I know you were given no fucks about Fox News, but shit.
Yeah, this is why Fox News had to make their own, because they've just gotten too,
That are in something. In the pines, in the wilds, they're kind of the same thing. I just want to meet the actor who was like, yeah, I want to star in a Fox Nation Christmas movie.
Gonna make Christmas whiter than usual.
That's where Kirk Cameron can go
Yeah, that makes
with his
sense.
crazy religious nutbag stuff. That's made even Candace Cameron go, oof, Kirk, maybe don't.
That's bad.
Okay. Oh, the next one. So on the following Friday. Oh no, that is that. We just did. So
The Saturday.
Saturday, we have Coyote Creek Christmas that has very little explanation. It's a around the world party helps two people find love at home. Okay. But Ryan is in it. So
Oh,
our
just two
handsome
people.
man from last year.
Good. I'm gonna like that one. I mean,
Our handsome Hallmark Tony Stark.
he's so lovely.
He's so handsome. Oh, we'll at least get through that one. He's just so good looking. And he's a good actor. Like, I enjoy watching him too.
Yeah,
Not
because
that
he
I would
knows,
know the difference because he's so good looking that I wouldn't
like,
notice.
yeah, but he seems to know what kind of movies he's in and like plays
Right. Right. And then on the 31st, because somebody's going to be watching Christmas on Halloween.
me.
I mean, probably me too. What else am I going to do? It's not like I can go anywhere or do anything.
Right, exactly.
Might as well.
My
I mean,
dad, I
maybe
think.
that's why.
But no, even still. We have a
There's
Christmas tree
like.
up in my front room, and my dad is gonna light it up and play Christmas music while he hands out Halloween candy.
Okay, Jack Skellington, calm down. All right. Christmas
What's on
sale
Halloween?
is on Halloween.
Christmas
When
fail?
sale,
Oh, sale.
S-A-I-L.
Okay.
When Liz returns home to take care of her estranged father, she is determined to give her a perfect Christmas and reconnect with her best friend. What does that have to do with a sale?
Maybe there's a Christmas market in the movie.
No,
Maybe
but
that's our
sale is
first.
in the sale of a ship.
Oh.
S-A-I-L.
Maybe her best friend sails.
I just feel like I needed some connection, something to justify the name of the movie in the description. Since there's no picture, it's just a generic package picture. There's no people in it.
Is
List. Because
there
now we're
but
getting
her
into.
I enjoy that these descriptions don't have pronouns, so it could be like whatever.
Right? Well, you know that's how they pitch them too. It's just like, here's some shit. Then on the following fucking Friday, we have Open by Christmas. Again, no picture, no cast list, just some generic winter trees. It says when Nikki finds an unopened Christmas card from a high school secret admirer, she and her best friend Simone search for to find and thank the anonymous author.
I hope that Simone is the one that wrote it.
Same. Make it lesbians. Saturday, we have Next Stop Christmas. Again, no cast, no picture. Angie wonders what her life would be like if she had married a former boyfriend who becomes a famous sportscaster. It would be terrible, Angie. You would be
It
miserable.
sounds terrible.
You would be talking to him, you would live your life with a man who talks about nothing but sports ball.
Is that the time travel one? There's always like a time travel
It's
one now.
possible. She takes a train home to spend Christmas with her family and inexplicably finds herself 10 years in the past. With the
Ugh.
advice of the train's enigmatic conductor, Angie has the chance to visit that Christmas and learn what and who is truly important to her. So there's time travel one.
Oh, I just that sounds awful. That sounds bad. That sounds like the carousel time travel one from last year.
Yeah, it does. And then on Sunday, we have A Christmas Treasure, which is our second movie with black leads. So good job, Hallmark. I'm proud of you. I was talking about this with my mom the other day, that I'm happy that Hallmark is taking the stance of you don't need to give us a cookie for being inclusive. We're just going to do it. And if you don't
Yeah.
like it, that's fine. Like they're not doing the thing where they don't do the give us a treat press release where they're like, look at all of the diversity and inclusion we've done this year. Look at our movies have four that are led by people of color. Nope, they're just doing it. And if you don't like it, you can watch something else. Except for the gay one, but that was different because it was like the first time any of them were really doing anything gay. And
Yeah.
so
They still have more canon gay characters in the MCU.
I Oh, wow. The MCU is why I have trust Anyway, let's go back to A Christmas Treasure before I start crying. After opening a 100-year-old time capsule and meeting a charming chef, Lou questions whether or not she should move to New York after Christmas and further her writing career.
Was the chef in the time capsule? Because it makes it sound like he was.
In this time capsule, he's starving to death. It's Captain America.
Like that series of events. She opens a time capsule, she meets a chef, and then's like, should I move to New York?
Right. What's the whole point of
That one really
time
feels like they
capsule?
threw a dart at like a board of like ideas.
TikToks that are like, this is what it's like to have ADHD. Like, I open this time capsule. I've met this chef. Should I move to New York?
It feels like one of those like random plot generators that gives you three
Then
random
on November
words.
12th, we have movie 10.
The
Then we
last one
have
we have a description for.
movie 11. Nope. There's one later in the season that we have a description for, but that's it. So the rest of it is movie 11, movie 12, movie 13, movie 14, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20,
I love
21,
this.
22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, and then
Good Lord.
30 is A Kiss Before Christmas.
What's that
A Christmas on Christmas Eve, Ethan is disappointed to learn he's losing out on a promotion and laments that his nice way of doing business has held him again back in his career. Thanks to some Christmas magic, Ethan's casual wish that his life had taken a different course becomes reality.
Is that one's also time travel? Or is it
It
just he
feels like
gets a win?
it's just a magical, it's an and it's he's going to the multiverse. He's going into a different universe where he's
It's
done things differently.
his It's a Wonderful Life, like
Yeah.
movie
And
without
then we have
the
right. And then we have Christmas, and then we have movie 31.
Wait, which one of those is Christmas House 2?
Unclear. We don't know.
I sort of like going into this blind. It's going to be terrible. I can't wait.
Yep.
Wow. They're really unprepared.
They're really unprepared this year. They're so unprepared. And
Well,
I
I thought
thought,
they
you
were.
know.
It seemed like they were when they didn't do like a preview show like they usually do. Not that I'm upset that I didn't have to watch that because those are always terrible, but like it was weird that they didn't do it.
Well, right. And I mean, when they first announced the movies and like when they were starting and I like pulled up the app and they weren't there, I was like, well, that's probably just because they're still loading them in. Like it's gonna be a couple, it's like they just started putting them on the app.
Right.
I thought by now, the week before they're gonna debut these movies, they would have filled it in. Nope.
I'm shocked we didn't even get a description for whatever bad country mu move country music
Yeah,
one is
we don't
gonna be.
even have a bad country music one yet.
Weird.
We don't have like a Kelly Pickler or a Blake Shelton or a
Dollywood.
Dollywood. I want to see if Miracles of Christmas is just as fucked up. Even though we don't watch those, I just want to see if they're as discombobulated.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the same. They only have seven. They only have nine movies total.
Wow.
That's
It's a mess.
crazy. And only three of them have descriptions.
Wow.
So there's, and they're also starting that, so they have one on Saturday the 23rd, one on Saturday, October 30th. Then they have one November 6th. So they're doing two on, or no, yeah. They're doing every Saturday.
Yeah, because they have 31 on the other channel.
Right.
That's
But yeah, and
weird.
only three of them have a description and a name. Otherwise, it's just movie 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Wow. How are they less prepared this year than last year?
I have no idea.
It's weird. Wow. It's gonna be an interesting year. I'm never gonna want to watch a Christmas movie again.
Right? Martha's Vineyard, that's where they are.
What?
In the Jesse Metcalf movie. They're
Oh,
in Martha's
yeah.
Vineyard.
Of course they are.
It just po there's a new one coming out, and it's on the app.
I'm still upset that that guy from Merry and Bright is on all the movies and mysteries ones because I like him. I wish he was in more of the ones we watch.
Yeah, same.
Weird.
Well, maybe he'll be in a Christmas one. There are 31 of them this year, so they've got to be pulling out all the stops and getting everybody involved. We've got to have some Lacey Chabert. We don't know which one's Candace.
They don't even have one for whatever country they're going to this year.
Yeah, they don't
You
have a
know?
weird, there's no actual Cameron Matheson.
Weird. That's so strange. I wonder what's going on.
Oh, they're truly, is it Andrew Walker? Is that the guy that we like?
Don't know. I don't know his name. Maybe. I
I'm
mean, that
trying to
sounds
see. He's
right.
like in something else that's in the Fall Harvest one.
Yeah, he was. I saw him in one of the summer ones, and I saw him in one of the fall ones, because that's what we put on Saturday night. Well, Travel Channel took off Ghost Adventures, so there's nothing else to watch. Let's.
Right.
I mean, I could watch any
Well,
of the streaming services I have, but
listen, I have the streaming services, and even I sit there and I'm like, well, I have cable and the streaming services because cable comes free with my dues. Like, it's part of my dues. So, well, I might as well since I'm paying for it anyway. And like, it's DirecTV, so it's not great.
Ours is,
But
we have,
like,
because it's cheaper to get internet with cable than it is to not, so that's what we have.
right.
And mean, I
Well,
already
anyway.
one Netflix thing I wanted to watch, and
I gave myself tonal whiplash yesterday on Netflix.
why?
I watched The Babysitter's Club and then I watched the third season.
Well, that is whiplash. Well,
Yeah, it sure was a vibe.
Ian keeps trying to make me watch the edgy Hardy Boys show.
It and being like, should I watch this? No, I don't like the edgy Drew, so I'm gonna hate this. And the only reason that I'm watching the edgy Riverdale is because somewhere along the line I got sucked in and I can't.
Yeah, see, that's why I haven't watched Edgy Hardy Boys. I don't want to get sucked in. It looks so bad.
Oh boy.
Wow. There's so many movies to contemplate.
There really are.
I'm never going to be able to keep them all straight.
Yeah. We're gonna have to really figure out our schedule for recording too. If we're doing three of these a week,
Too many. I mean, we could
we could
skip
barely
one.
remember the two.
We could just do Friday and Saturday, and then like if Sunday was interesting, talk about Sunday.
Yeah, maybe.
Or just Saturday and Sunday. I don't think they're going to be putting their A game on Friday night.
Sorry, my friend Maddie just sent me a picture that says, "Dude, Rorschach is my favorite superhero. I just wish he didn't have a picture of my parents fighting on it."
Stupid.
I know, but it's a good joke.
That really is.
Because it's like, how many really actually read com or who are like Watchmen fans really understand that the mask is a Rorschach test? Or even understand that there's a test called a Rorschach test? Because none of them have ever been to a therapist, I promise you.
I was gonna say every Watchmen fan I've ever met has just been terrible.
Right. They've. All right. Well, I guess tune in eventually when we also start a DC podcast where we just talk about DC and regret watching movies.
Yeah.
But at some point, we'll post one where we watch the three that are coming next week.
Oh, good Lord.
Begrudgingly.
That's so many. It's so early. And I have Comic-Con next weekend.
Oh, fuck. Well, we won't probably start right away then, because I want you to have your, I don't want you to have to like ruin your Comic-Con experience.
I mean, I
Because
won't because I'll be home by that time and still watching them, but like,
oh, it's because it's local.
it's the Baltimore one. I literally just get on the train and head down there.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were, it was one that you were traveling to.
No, that would actually be funnier because then I would make my friends watch it.
Amazing.
Instead, I'll just
Yeah,
make
I
you watch
haven't. Well, that's fine. Ian had it
it.
coming. Ian knows what to expect. This is his first rodeo.
I did make him watch the first episode of what was that thing we watched last week?
Of what? You cut out of what?
Oh, what was that thing we watched last week? What was it called? Midnight Mass. And I was like,
Oh,
Ian,
yeah.
just see if you can guess the entire show from the first episode. And I was like, and so, and he did. And I was like, okay, so I'm not crazy. Everybody who told me there were plot twists was lying.
That was what I was so. My brother, he was like so adamant that I watch it. And so, like, I got about halfway in to like the third episode or so. I said, okay, they're vampires, right? He goes, well, not exactly. And then he was like, just wait. And I was like, okay. And so I was waiting for some twist. And at the end, I'm like, no, he was just a vampire.
Yeah,
He just made
literally.
them all veil. It was no, it was the healing episode when the girl, like, spoilers if you haven't watched Midnight, like when Lisa started walking, and I was like, and then the lady started de the mom started de-aging. I was like, oh, he's a vampire and he's giving them his blood. And
I
he
guess
was my brother
on
was
the first
like
episode when they brought in a big box. It's like, no, obviously it's a vampire. That's what they do in every vampire movie.
Anyway, well, we're through Midnight Mass. Now we're into Christmas.
Yeah, Halloween is squarely over. It's
Oh. Well, that's it then. We don't have anything else to talk about related to this because there isn't anything else.
it's just so weird. We can't even like guess which ones we're gonna like this year,
I
besides
know, there's
the
nothing.
Ron one. There's just nothing there.
Yeah, that bums me out because we can't do our ranking that we normally do to see if we. Yeah, because last year we're going to start the tradition of seeing if what we thought we would like based description was the same as what we liked after we watched it. And we can't do that this year because we only have like 10 movies.
Yeah, and last year we got it right, so.
Yeah, for the most part, we did get it right. I think there was one that we liked more than we thought we would, but than that, yeah, we were pretty spot on last year that we knew we would like the Christmas house, and we knew that we would Christmas house. I still love that movie because I'm still stuck on Clint Hansom.
Yeah, I want more handsome justice, not gonna lie.
Right? Where's my handsome justice show?
I like that movie. It's so weird. The
Also, iZombie is over. Robert Buckley is free. You could co-opt him into a Handsome Justice real show. I'm just saying, he'd probably be fine. He'd be like, yeah, fuck yeah, let's do it. Clint Hansom. Because it honestly feels like a great amalgamation between like Hawkeye and Daredevil.
Yeah. Weird. I'm so mad I don't get to rank the movies. I really thought that's what I would be doing today.
I know, me too. I'm sorry about it. I feel like we've let everyone down, even though it's Hallmark's fault.
Just random the numbers. I think we're like movie 13, The Christmas House, movie 26.
Well, maybe if we have them all filled in by the time they actually start, we can do like a quick ranking at the end.
I hope they just this is what they are. Like, they don't bother giving them titles this year. They're literally just called movie 26.
Like, they started naming them and then just gave up, and we're like, fuck it. We know what this is.
they have copy paste intros and like clearly made it like Movie Maker. It'd be great.
On their iPhones.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm upset there was no Zoom Christmas movie. Like, that's what I was expecting. Like, I don't want to watch that. That sounds terrible. But, like, that's what I was expecting.
Right.
Huh. Well, that's all there is.
Yep. RIP. This is going to be a rough. This feels like it's going to be a rough Hallmark season on two levels. Like, one, there are just so many. And two, none of them have names or descriptions, so we're flying blind. We're just going into this unknown, into the unknown.
I mean, as unknown as you can get with a Hallmark movie where you already know
Right.
everything.
You're right. But also, like, I don't know. They could surprise me. They won't, but they could. But what if I
Don't watch these
accidentally watch
movies
like
to
a
be.
When Calls the Heart movie? I don't want to do that. Although I did get to a point in quarantine that I thought maybe I'll start When Calls the Heart, and I was like, no, don't do it. That's too far. That's like getting into the mystery movies.
I can't do it.
I'm not going to enjoy this.
The mystery ones are so bad. They're so bad.
Yeah, there's some attractive people in them, but at what cost? At what cost? Right.
Mean, at
Well,
least they're new. Nothing is new right now.
I mean, the new seasons of shows have started, so if you
Whatever.
watch like regular.
I
I mean, if you watch like regular like television, the shows are back in, most of the shows are back in season, so there's new episodes of things.
don't watch regular shows. I watch cooking shows.
Oh, well, that's on you then. I mean, Great British Bake Off is back.
That's true. We've been watching that. Halloween Wars doesn't have pumpkin carving this year, though, so what's the point? And yeah, I'm
I
done. I
guess
have
there
nothing
isn't
else
one.
to say.
We'll talk talk to you next week then. I mean, on the podcast. I'll talk to you between now and next week.
It's just going to be radio silence.
Never speak like, to me again for a week.
Thoughts.
We might have to start recording on Mondays, though.
Oh, God. You're right. Woof.
Because, yeah, if we're gonna have to start recording them, like, the week after they, or, like, the week they air, if they're going to be that many of them.
That's true.
So we might have to start doing Monday night. But now that I don't have a commute.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm still working from home. And we will be through the end of the year at minimum. Yeah. We could probably do Monday nights if that works.
Yeah, it's fine with me.
We don't need to figure out the logistics on the recording.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, I will talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Sixty-One Days of Hallmark Christmas is hosted by Abby Schaefer and Kelsey Nicole. You can follow us on Twitter at 61 Days Podcast, and you can email us at 61 Days of Hallmark Christmas @gmail.com.